Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 4, 1805. A displeased Indian. Another short entry from Clark, and nothing from Lewis. Clark may not have written much about his casual conversation with the Indians, but we know that he was very much interested in gaining information from them about the routes ahead. He writes,
"A cool wind from off the eastern mountains. I displeased an Indian by refusing him a piece of tobacco, which he took the liberty to take out of our sack. Three Indians visit us from the great river south of us. The two men, Fraser and Guderick, return late from the village with fish, roots, and etc., which they purchased. As our horse is eaten, we have nothing to eat except dried fish and roots, which disagree with us very much. The after part of this day very warm. Captain Lewis still sick, but able to walk about a little. Captain William Clark, October 4, 1805.
Although President Jefferson did not instruct the captains to make maps of the areas they were exploring, he did request that they record course and distance calculations and to make the necessary astronomic observations that could be used to make maps later. Primarily, they were to discover, if possible, a water route, or so-called Northwest Passage, across the continent. This is no doubt why they spent so much time observing the rivers, recording their attributes, and documenting their courses on maps made in the field. Several hundred of these maps have been preserved by museums and family members and have been published in Moulton's Volume 1 of the journals. These maps and sketches were used by later explorers like Fremont and Pike. Tomorrow, a branding.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.